Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
The 9th of September today, which is National Fitness Day. And I think I pretty much exude fitness. Every day when you come in and listen to this show, all you can think of is fitness, isn't it? And health. I mean, I think we should do... Are we going to do a live workout? We're going to do a live workout here on the show, OK? So this is our first workout of the day, so what I'm going to do... Reach over there. There we go. There's the cup of coffee. OK. So that's my left arm. Exercise. Let's go for the right. Here we go. Big lift now. Ready? OK, there's the newspaper. OK, we're set for the day. An historic day in our country's history. Today, of course, the day that Her Majesty becomes the longest reigning monarch in our history. It's a staggering feat to think she's been doing that job for 63... I mean, oh, she didn't get a choice, but she's been doing that job now for 63 years. Well, later, 216 days. 5:30 is apparently the moment at which she passes old Queen Vic. 63 years, 216 days. Can you imagine, right, doing your job for 63 years, 216 days? Just getting to 216 days is somewhat of an achievement, isn't it, these days? To do it for 63 years? Crikey. Imagine the pension pot she's built up in that time. It's fantastic, isn't it? Well, somebody else we're tipping for big, big things is a young lady called Kimberly Ann. She came in yesterday, and I know her voice, and you will know her voice, because she's the lady that sings on that haunting, you know, the new version of Show Me Love? And, well, I just wondered if she was, like, doing the song for it, but no, she's got a whole album coming out, and some new songs as well. We've heard some of the songs, and they're brilliant. So we got her in yesterday. We're going to hear play some bits of her interview over the next few days. Here she is explaining how the whole Show Me Love thing came about.
I love that tune. It reminds me of having, like, making little parties in my kitchen when I was little with my mum. And Show Me Love was always, like, the main tune that you put on. It was just like, the night has peaked. And so when I was doing lots of live shows, I was like, I really want to do a song that everyone's going to know and sing along to. So I used to just play that all the time. And eventually people were like, I really want a version of this. So I recorded it at home and took a video of me singing it all just in one take and put it up online with, like, the audio link. And somehow Sam Felt, this Dutch producer, came across it on YouTube and asked for the vocals from it. So I just sent over the link. It's, you know, the vocal take is from start to finish. It was all live and he just took it and he did his own version, and it ended up being number 4 in the UK singles chart, which was quite interesting and surprising. So I find it quite funny that that's just from my dad's spare room. Heartbreaks and promises.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Anthony. So you're on your way to work. Where do you work, Anthony?
I work in Henley for a computer company called Abtec.
Okay, and so you're a computer engineer? Is that what you do?
I am.
You'd have a field day here, Anthony. Yeah, you'd be going, crikey, are you still running Windows 95? So you've escaped home, because at the moment at home you are under orders to do what at the moment, Anthony? What are you having to do?
Currently decorating.
It's easier being in work, isn't it, mate?
It is.
You've been in work. So what, you're doing the kids' rooms, are you?
Yeah.
So who are the kids?
Connor and Caitlin.
Okay, so they've a decent age. Could they not paint themselves? How old are they?
10 and 6.
Okay, no, so that's not going to work, is it? That could end in a very big mess. So what colours are they going for? Let me guess. Caitlin going for pink at 10, or has she grown out of pink yet?
Caitlin's room is pink.
Pink, okay. And the young lad, what are we going for there?
Blue.
There we go. It's always the way. Okay, all right, Anthony. Well, let's see if we can win you some family day out at the Southport Air Show. It's a week on Saturday and Sunday. The Red Arrows on both days, so you can take your pick. The Vulcans there on the Saturday. Go and see that. And the Tigers Freefall team are there as well. So here we go. What are you going to do? We've got a little couple of songs here. We've got a word associated with aviation hidden in here somewhere. We need you to pick out the word. So here come the songs, and you shout out the answers. So here we go. Here we go. First one.
Thing. You're flying without.
Okay, so our missing word this morning, we had Westlife flying without
wings.
And live and let die by
wings.
So the missing word this morning is
wings.
Yay! Easy this game, isn't it? I'm going to tell you what. So well done, you've got yourself a family ticket. You're going to be heading off to the Southport Air Show week on Saturday, 19th, 20th of September. Take your pick, we'll get those tickets off to you, Anthony, and have a great day at work. You better say hello to the family. So you say hello to the kids. Who's the missus? You better say hello to her so she doesn't get all cross on us.
Yeah, it's Tracy. Tracy. She'll be on her way to work as well.
Brilliant. OK, thanks for coming on, Anthony. Have a great day out on us.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Cheers.
Rebecca sent the email. She says, this is the story. I gave birth to twins, Noah and Oliver, 26 weeks premature, 13 weeks ago. Myself and my husband have two other kids. They are Oscar. Hello, Oscar. And Isabella. Hello, Isabella. Because the twins have been very poorly, we've basically lived at the hospital or in the accommodation during the full holidays of summer. The kids have been sat with us all day long without complaining, without the heartache, with both twins going through some really difficult times. Would it be possible to just say hello on the breakfast show as my husband Lee listens on the way to drop them off at school as I'm still living at the hospital? Of course we can do that. So hello to Oscar, hello to Isabella. Off to school right now. Hope you have a good day at school. I'm sure school will be fine today, and have lots of fun when you get home as well. And hello to Dad Lee as well, who Rebecca's put on here. He'll love to get a mention on the radio. So hello, Lee, to you as well. And we wish you the best, of course, with little Noah and Oliver as they continue to fight.